kind of passion. It's called peace.
Six-minute campaign rally. As seen on TV and streaming online, these are the Trump hits that live on forever. You can't get this massive collection from any other presidential candidate. So let the Trump classics take you back to that beautiful time in 2016.
With Donald Trump is Donald Trump was a disruptor. Donald Trump was dangerous.
It's starting to feel really shticky, you know, the thing of, you know, the stuff that obviously worked for him. Worked for him in 2016, and now it just feels like it's like a greatest hits, a KTEL greatest hits collection, and they sound a little dated.
I got it.
They sound a little. These songs sound a little dated.
I mean, no disrespect to the King of Rock.
Oh,
Right. President Trump once again refused to apologize.
Well, there's nothing personal against Donald Trump.
Doesn't matter why somebody is acting racist, whether they believe it or not. It's the same impact, and maybe he is a racist, and maybe he believes it. I remember one time talking to him on the phone, and him basically yelling at me, going, "Joe, you know I'm not a racist." I go, "Well, Donald, you play one on TV."
Just
kind of lumbering across the stage, sweating.
Or in Graceland in front of, like, across the stage.
Mm. But this is Elvis. I mean, no disrespect to the King of Rock and Roll. But this is Elvis in 77.
Yeah.
Just kind of lumbering across the stage, sweating.
Or in Graceland in front of, like, the six televisions with the... big, huge bottle of Quaaludes.
All right.
You just took it too far.
You were just a four.
We're talking about on-stage performances, but it is getting old. I mean, seriously.
It's Elvis.
It's Elvis sweating. Late it's 77, stage. Sweating, yeah. Trying to sing the old hits, yeah, but his heart's just not really in it.
So,
right? They know what he's going to sing before he sings it. They know all the words. And the guy who was once so exciting now is just dull. He's attacking Hillary
Clinton. So is Eddie Glaude.
Florida to officially relaunch the campaign he has never stopped. And for those of you who are hoping that now that he's president, his tone would change. Last night was a swift kick in the old hopey changey. Right in the old change purse. Jim, let's go to the highlights.
Our radical Democrat opponents are driven by hatred, prejudice, and rage. Democrats want to splinter us into factions and tribes. They want us divided.
Yes, Democrats want to divide Americans into tribes that can't stand each other, says the man speaking to an angry mob all wearing the same hats. Tribe. Now everybody chant, MAGA MAGA CAG CAG.
kind of lumbering across the stage, sweating.
Tonight, Donald Trump is launching his re-election campaign at a kickoff rally in Orlando. His supporters started lining up nearly two full days before the event. Apparently, he hasn't brought all of America's jobs back, considering this is a Tuesday. But Trump was excited about all the excitement, tweeting,
"The fake news doesn't report it, but Republican enthusiasm is at an all-time high. Look what's going on in Orlando, Florida right now. People have never seen anything like it, unless you play guitar. Going to be wild. See you later."
Oh, I see. Oh, I see. He sees himself, guitar, he sees himself as a rock star. You know?
It's a nice day for a white rally. Billy Idol, good friend of mine. Billy's a good guy. Billy's a good guy.
So many people are showing up that not everyone was able to get into the facility. So there are big screens outside the venue. And before the event, they held an all-day 45 Fest. Yes, 45 Fest. Magapalooza, Old Cello. Merry Christmas.
Stage.
Toilet paper.
Tonight, MAGA stands for Make America Guzzle Again.
My family, my business, my finances, my employees, almost everyone that I've ever known or worked with, but they are really going after you. That's what it's all about. Not about us, it's about you.
They're really investigating you and frankly, folks, I'm worried about you, because there's some bad stuff that you did that they haven't even found out about yet, and it's not me, it's you. And if anybody asks, you did it, not me.
I am not going to do it the way you want. I will never be able to do it your way. I can only do it my way. Wait a minute. I'm not doing it any way other than the best that I can do. And if you are not satisfied with my best, then that's too fucking bad. You cannot keep telling me what you think is the better thing, because I don't even know who the hell you are. So let's do this thing and know that we are getting close to burnout.
Changed nation since he pulled out of the nuclear deal.
They've been a nation of terror. Now we'll see what happens. They are a much different country today than they were 2.5 years ago when I came into office. When President Obama signed that horrible deal, they were screaming death to America. I haven't been hearing that lately.
They were screaming death to America. Not anymore. Now I have no idea what they're screaming. It's like it's some sort of foreign language. It's crazy. We'll be right back.
Lester. There were more red hats and dirty beards than an unsanctioned Santa convention at this thing. The stadium crowd had a capacity of 20,000, or as Trump calls it, a million. It was full. Many were saying the atmosphere was like a music festival, and it was like a music festival, specifically the Fyre Festival. Yelvis put on quite a show. Trump was on fire, or at least his pants were. He jumped around from lie to lie, from hot topic to hot topic, like Joy Behar on Adderall. And make no mistake, this president is a man with a lot of plans.
We will push onward with new medical frontiers. We will come up with the cures to many, many problems, to many, many diseases, including cancer and others, and we're getting closer all the time. We will eradicate AIDS in America once and for all, and we're very close. We will lay the foundation for landing American astronauts on the surface of Mars.
That's right. This is quite an agenda. He's planning to cure cancer. And I think he said something about sending AIDS to the moon or Mars or something, right? This would be a lot of scientific progress from a guy who stared directly into a solar eclipse, but it is true that he's close to eradicating AIDS in America. He's already eradicated all the AIDS he hired to work for him at the White House. And that's a start. Trying to cure cancer. Why even bother curing cancer? Why not just deny that cancer exists like you do everything else?
Big, huge bottle of Quaaludes.
Okay. All right.
And a bottle of vodka.
You just took it too far.
Yeah, you were just a foil here.
We're
you don't want to bring
about
it into the
on-stage performances, but it is getting old. I mean, seriously.
It's Elvis.
It's Elvis.
Sweating.
Late
in 77,
stage.
Sweating, yeah. Trying to sing the old hits.
Yeah. But
reporters also followed up on Trump's tweet about deporting millions of undocumented residents.
You're going to find out.
Oh, you'll find out. Some of you in the middle of the night, but you will find out.
Trump's rally tonight has added urgency because everyone's talking about how bad his poll numbers are. Even Fox News' Bret Baier.
Back here in the U.S., former Vice President Joe Biden hopes the third time is a charm as a new Fox News poll shows voters favor the 2020 candidate to President Trump by 10 points. And he's not the only Democratic contender leading the president in the most recent polls.
Ouch. Fox News, you pledged to be there for him for better or worse. You keep this up, he's going to leave you for a younger network. And don't just watch your. You gotta be careful. And Trump was watching Brett.
At Fox News, polls are always bad for me. They were against Crooked Hillary. Also, something weird going on at Fox.
Yes, I agree. Something weird going on at Fox.
Americans have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We have to deal with the environment that he produced.
That is correct.
And at the same day that he says this, the Proud Boys show up in Orlando.
Right.
The same day the Proud Boys show up in Orlando, Mitch McConnell says, we gave you your reparations. We allowed you to elect an African-American president. Right?
Oh,
so the context of this, right, is that this country still remains at the highest level so profoundly overdetermined by racism that we have a long way to go.
You know, and by the way, it doesn't matter why he does it.
Doesn't matter why
somebody is acting racist, whether they believe it or not. It's the same impact. And maybe he is a racist and maybe he believes it. I remember one time talking to him on the phone and him basically yelling at me going, Joe, you know I'm not a racist. I go, well, Donald, you play one on TV. And you know what? That's even worse.
What?
Hoping for Make America Great Again, but I guess that wasn't. The president wasn't alone on stage. He got a rousing intro from his wife, Melania, who said she looked forward to being elected to six more years in the White House. And none other than the president's third favorite son showed up. DJ TJ was there to remind us that our president, as terrible as he may be, isn't even the worst Donald Trump.
WCOM LPFM, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Hey, everybody out there. Furious George Show, Thursday night on Micropowered WCOM LPFM, Chapel Hill Radio. I do this every Thursday as part of the Furious George Show. We have been spotlighting some of the craziness tonight, not to mention also playing some crazy cool underground beats of all sorts. A little bit faster tonight than normal, but that's because we just got so much dancing to do. You can learn more about The Furious Show. Go to furiousg.blogspot.com or help out the station here. Go to wcomfm.org. You can learn about all the other cool DJs out here. DJ Cabot, Buck Rooster on before me. And we go late into late night with The Furious Show. So also the fun DJs that make Thursday possible all day long. And then the engineers that rock out this fun equipment. It's working deliciously. Fast and forward and backwards. Here we go. A little bit of Paul White there. Classic album. Remixed Beach Boys. And we also play some crazy new underground hip-hop sounds that we get from all different places. So you can go to thefuriousshow.blogspot.com and see all the different songs that we play. We've been doing this here as part of Micropower Radio for a long time. Over 20 years of non-commercial volunteerism through the airwaves. So we're going to keep going here in the late night. I'm in here with DJ Eddie Abbey. And we should probably mention the show may be offensive to some members in our dangling audience. Thanks for listening to my support. I'm furious.
I'm not doing it any way other than the best that I can do. You're not satisfied with my best, and that's fucking bad. We'll be right back.
Trump had some Big Lee Whoppers last night. He said the Russia investigation was illegal, which it wasn't. He said wall construction is moving very rapidly, which it isn't. He said air quality is getting better when it's getting worse. He claimed he made the number one, America the number one oil and gas producer, which he didn't. He said Americans don't pay for his tariffs, which we do. He said he got the VA Choice Act passed, which he didn't. He said his administration protects pre-existing conditions for health care, which they don't. And but this is what was going on outside the Amway Center.
Started reporting, and I hope I'm pronouncing this right, the trough?
Classic Trump collection. Dozens and dozens of classic hits in one 76-minute campaign rally. As seen on TV and streaming online. These are the Trump hits that live on forever.
Center's parking lot annex for 45 Fest, featuring all your favorite acts like the Guzzlers. Rub elbows with celebrities such as John Boyd and that one Baldwin brother, I think is Trevor.
Plus, enjoy Duncan the Minutian. Ventriloquism by Jeff Dunham and Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross. White House geek Stephen Miller. Watch him bite the head off a real chicken. The discontinued Trump steak food truck and wipe your mouth with a Trump University diploma. First two attendees get a free ex-wife. And did we mention the Guzzlers? This Tuesday, it's going to be fair.
As effective hospice care, it's become a major talking point among House Democrats, with a rising number coming out in favour of it. 63 of them now support an impeachment inquiry, and some, like Representative Rashida Tlaib, have gone even further.
We're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Wow, it is genuinely startling to hear that language from a congressperson. I'd almost sooner expect to hear impeach the motherfucker as an edgy new slogan for peach iced tea. Oh, Snapple. You were always the nice tea. This isn't you. But not everyone in the Democratic Party is quite as motherfucking enthusiastic about the whole impeachment idea. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has repeatedly attempted to apply the brakes to an impeachment inquiry, claiming the country is not behind it and that, in fact, they barely understand what it actually means.
Do you know most people think that impeachment means you're out of office? Did you ever get that feeling, or are you just in the bubble here? They think that you get impeached, you're gone. And that is completely not true. It's not the means to the end that people think. All you do, vote to impeach, bye-bye birdie.
What he's going to sing before he sings it. They know all the words. And the guy who was once so exciting now is just dull. He's attacking Heidi. He's attacking.
Heidi's here.
You can't get this massive collection from any other presidential candidate. So let the Trump classics take you back to that beautiful time in 2016. To keep the hits coming, call the number on your screen.
Stronger fall in love.
And if anybody asks, you did it, not me. Got that? And it's not just you, they're also coming after you, Junior.
Get used to it for.
In no way guarantees a president's removal from office. In fact, no president has ever actually been removed through this process. Two presidents have been impeached, Clinton and Johnson, but remained in office, and Nixon actually resigned on his own before the House could finish impeaching him. Sort of like an Irish goodbye if Nixon didn't also hate the Irish. Very basically, Here is how the impeachment process works. Typically, it begins with an inquiry in the House of Representatives, during which a committee investigates and holds hearings into a president's conduct. And if a majority decides they found impeachable offences, they vote to impeach. But that is not the end. That merely moves the process to the Senate, where a trial is held. And the president is only removed from office if a two-thirds majority votes for that. So, what is the case for putting this president through that process? Well, the Constitution says grounds for impeachment are treason, bribery, or high crimes and misdemeanors. And that last phrase can trip people up, even people who might really want to research its exact definition.
There was no crime. You know, it's high crimes and, not with or. It's high crimes and misdemeanors. There was no high crime and there was no misdemeanor. So how do you impeach based on that?
Okay. Clearly, high crimes and misdemeanors doesn't literally mean there has to be both a big crime and a little crime. Oh, well, the president's committed murder. Now we just need to catch him urinating on the side of a Wawa, and we got it. No, that's not how anything works. Because the fact is, high crimes and misdemeanors can include acts that are not actual crimes. It is a broad term for serious misconduct. And Congress is currently looking into a wide range of Trump's potential misconduct, from campaign finance violations to whether or not he's used his office to enrich himself. But one area where we already have considerable evidence against Trump is obstruction of justice. It's a very serious allegation. It was among the articles of impeachment approved against both Nixon and Clinton. Obstruction was also half of Robert Mueller's report, in which he laid out 10 potential instances of it taking place. And we clearly don't have time to get into all 10. So let's just look at one involving Don McGahn, who was Trump's White House counsel. You might remember him as well as the understudy for Brett Kavanaugh during his confirmation hearing. He was ready to jump in if Kavanaugh ever cried himself into an early nap. McGahn's appearance in the Mueller report got a lot of attention when it first came out, primarily because of one eye-catching quote.
Former White House counsel Don McGahn, he refused to ask Rod Rosenstein to fire Mueller and threatened to resign instead after the president asked him to do, quote, crazy, using a word that I can't use on TV.
The word is shit. The word in question is shit. Don McGahn said the president, and I quote, asked him to do crazy shit. And it's frankly amazing that in a time when norms are crumbling left and right, we are upholding the norm that Ali Velshi can't say shit on MSNBC.
Bias.
Okay, me and my tuna be like Ed and Nelly. I'm Zach, you AC, that Jesse and Kelly. I pull up to your hood, just let me know when you ready. I'm rolling up the gloves and the face beheaded. Hold on, chill out, please give me a second. I'm drowsy off of Zach, leg spaghetti. Cut all the boys, chop the confetti. You ready? I'm ready, you ready? I'm ready, alright, I never sell weed, cause I smoke it too much. I pick up the pack, second, I mean the bread come quick. He told me bring it 300. I bought him excuses and like 200 or something. I mean, most of y'all love drugs like me. Love me like drugs. I might be your love like bulb. Turn on lights, please. Turn off your cool. I mean, I might freeze. I mean, hold on, relax. Please give me a chance. I was moving too fast. I ain't hear what you said. We were celebrating life and trying to get to the fed. But me and my two, we like Ed, Ed, and Eddie, damn.
Ed, Ed, and Eddie, Ed, Ed, and Eddie. Me and my two, we like Ed, Ed, and Eddie.
We detain you, the president. To accommodate the right to free speech and peaceful assembly.
Which many argue amounted to flagrant obstruction. Trump asked McGahn to have Robert Mueller, the person investigating him, fired. Specifically, according to McGahn, under oath, Trump told him, Mueller has to go, adding, call me back when you do it, then calling him back and asking, have you done it? So, this is clearly something very important to Trump. It wasn't something he said casually, like Robert Pattinson should not take back Kristen Stewart, she cheated on him like a dog, or my favorite part of Pulp Fiction is when Sam has his gun out in the diner and he tells the girl, tells the guy to tell his girlfriend to shut up, tell that bitch to be cool, say bitch be cool. I love those lines. No, this was something Trump was really serious about. But the potential obstruction didn't stop there, because a second instance Mueller cited came after news broke that Trump had tried to remove Mueller. And Trump tried to get McGahn to put out a statement denying it, and also said he wanted McGahn to write a letter to that effect for our records. So, to recap there, it seems the president obstructed justice, then obstructed justice again to try to obstruct the investigation into his obstruction of justice. It's ridiculous. I know that this might seem like a legal technicality and a couple of phone calls that didn't go anywhere, but here's why this really matters. But for Don McGahn, Trump might have stopped an investigation into himself. And if a president can shut down an investigation, he can basically do anything with no consequences. It's a big, big deal. The problem is, this has been in the public record for nearly 2 months now and has failed to make much of an impression. When Justin Amash, the only House Republican to come out in favor of impeachment so far, held a town hall where he explained his decision, at least one of his attendees was genuinely shocked.
When you hear the president...
You know, John, I've been listening to the president say insanely stupid things for years now about me personally, about my organization, and about the investigation we undertook to find out if the president posed a threat to national security. I won't get down in the weeds with the president and exchange insults on Twitter or on TV or anywhere else. But I think the question we should be asking is, why do we have a president who feels necessary to attack individuals, private citizens, individuals who serve in our government, to attack people personally when he's scared of the truth that they have to offer?
Yep. Zoom in. Zoom in.
It's trying to spin, David. It's trying to spin.
Oh, my gosh. Who's right there? Okay. Wow. Look at that. That is
it's
coming out.
It's trying to spin.
That is coming out of the trees, everybody. That is sometimes...
Right now, StreetScope's up, David. You see Industrial Road, Academy Road, and Bacchus Road right there. So it's right there, David.
It's, wow.
That's trying to... That was phenomenal. That,
program that spent millions of dollars to look into UFO sightings, and ESPN's Tony Reale is so excited he's fidgeting in his seat.
Yeah, you bring in the sports guy for this. You know, I'm all over this story. I told you, not just the X-Files, the XYZ files. That's what you get with me. They're unidentified, they're flying, and they're objects. The fact that a secret department in the Pentagon thought they were worth millions of dollars of investigation has many wondering if the truth is out there.
My God!
Unidentified flying object.
Come on, big dude.
Spotted by two Navy fighter pilots flying high above the clouds.
There's like another thing. It's rotating.
These newly released videos from the Department of Defense, published by the New York Times and Washington Post, part of a once secret government program to investigate sightings of so-called anomalous aerial vehicles in the skies. It sounds like a plot out of the X-Files.
The truth is out there.
Or something the men in black would zap from your memory.
That is sometimes...
Right now, StreetScope's up, David. You see Industrial Road, Academy Road, and Bacchus Road right there. So it's right there, David.
It's, wow.
That was phenomenal, yeah. I will have to say.
That's crazy.
I've never seen that, David.
No,
that was
like
phenomenal.
That. No, it looked like a
and
waterfall.
Look at that inflow cloud being fed into this, the front of this.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. That's amazing, folks. This thing is, this is the most impressive it's looked all day. Is velocity look any better? Yeah. Okay. There it is, Jim. There's a couplet. It's right here. It's the strongest it's looked all day.
You saw in the sky was not a UFO.
But according to reports in the Washington Post and New York Times, the Department of Defense has spent at least $22 million since 2007 looking into UFO sightings. Former Nevada Senator Harry Reid, who helped secure the funding for the program, telling the New York Times, "I think it's one of the good things I did in my congressional service. I've done something that no one has done before." And now the Pentagon officially acknowledging its Advanced Aviation Threat Identification Program for the first time, telling ABC News they ended the program in 2012 in favor of other higher priority issues that merited funding, but that the DOD takes seriously all threats and potential threats to our people, our assets, and our mission, and takes action whenever credible information is developed.
All right, we're going to go ahead and issue a News 9 tornado warning now. This is going to be our own News 9 tornado warning.
And it just moved up to the front here. Look at that. Look at that inflow cloud coming off the... Look at that. Look at that. Dude, look at the condensate coming up off the ground.
WCOM LPFM Chapel Hill Carrboro 103.5 LPFM. I'm Furious George, the Furious George Show. Every Thursday night from 10 to the late night. I'm in here with DJ Eddie Abbey. Just rocking out. Lord Raja there. As well as some craziness from the week. UFOs and crazy presidents and who knows what else is going on. You'll hear it here. And it may be offensive. If not, I'm not doing my job. You can hear all the old Furious shows at furiousg.blogspot.com or go to WCOM LPFM Chapel Hill Carrboro, WCOMFM.org. Help us out. Become a DJ. Kick in some cash. Support local music. Whatever you got to do. Whatever you're doing right now, keep it going. Thanks for listening. Furious.